Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Well, it's finally quieting down at Brayhead Arena. Goodness knows how. A 6-4 victory for the Clan over Ingolstadt in the Champions Hockey League match. What a night of action it was indeed. Petr Tatichek putting Ingolstadt ahead on 3:39, applying a finish after David Elsner's shot was saved by Chris Holt. A turning shot from Pitt went close, but Clan levelled in the second period. Stefan Meyer coming in from the outside, trying the effort. It was a final touch by Matt Keith, sent it beyond the netminder for Ingolstadt to make it 1-1 on the power play. Then, just under 2 minutes later, Clan surging forward. Brendan Brooks with a finish, skating up the middle. And it was a fantastic finish to make it 2-1. Then Thomas Kubelik added another one for Ingolstadt to level from the rebound to make it 2-2. It was very level going into the third period. The game was on a knife edge. Then Chris Bruton with the goal of the night, has to be. Fantastic solo goal, skating through the middle, slaloming through the Ingolstadt defence, finishing past Eisenhoek, the Ingolstadt goalie, to make it 3-2. But then John Lalibert and Benedict Schopper scored a goal each to turn the game around, making it 4-3. Clan weren't beaten yet. Matt Keith with an equaliser with just over 2.5 minutes left to go. A fine diagonal finish on the power play, and then two empty net goals. One from Alex Levitt and then another from Marcus Goetz, making it 6-4 as Clan denied Ingolstadt top spot in Group 15 of the Champions Hockey League. We'll get reaction for you in just a second. Right, before we get to any of the Clan players or the coach himself, I've actually got a special guest here, Premier Sports presenter Aaron Murphy. Aaron, you've seen the Clan all the way through this CHL campaign. What have you made of them?
Wow, I mean, with each game they kind of grew into it. I mean, the first game in Sweden was tough. I mean, you had guys meeting the team at Heathrow. They ran 5D because McKeever wasn't ready yet. And then with each game, you could see the guys had a little extra practice under the belt. They had the 6D running once McKeever was in. And it just got better. I mean, last weekend I thought, what an effort against the Swedish Hockey League champions. They come out, they have a 1-0 lead. They really gave the Lakers something to think about there. And then this weekend I said to Ryan Finnerty before the game, I said, I got a feeling you're going to win tonight. And maybe I should get a feeling about the lottery numbers. Maybe that would be better. But I said, look, if you can play them 5-on-5, and then you go out and get a shorthanded goal. So, look, I think with each game they got better, and that's what you want to see from a team, buying in, guys blocking shots, guys doing the little things well. And I thought the Davies, Esders, Nesbitt line was phenomenal as well. I mean, just with each game, they got more and more pesky and more troublesome for the opposition. Magnificent stuff tonight, a historical win.
And the club seems to have bought into the whole CHL thing, the fans as well. I mean, there was a whole amount of fans out there. I was there, I saw them firsthand, and then you see them here tonight and last week as well. The club have really taken this CHL experience and grasped it with both hands.
Yeah, 100%. A sellout last week, and I think it was close to a sellout.
Close to, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's say it's two sellouts. I mean, that's a magnificent result for any club, and the fans have bought in. But I know Gareth Chalmers and Ryan Finnerty and Annie, everyone's bought in, right? The players have bought in, and when you have everyone singing off the same hymn sheet, it's a wonderful thing for that club. It's a dangerous thing for the rest of the Elite League going forward. And what the Clan and the Steelers have done the last few weeks will bode very well for their chances at Elite League supremacy. And I was magnificently impressed with the fans here, the backroom staff, making Premier Sports feel welcome, as they always do. They do so many things well here at the Brayhead Clan. Social media, the reception they give broadcasters and journalists, you know this yourself. 100% top to bottom they've bought in, and I couldn't be more happy for them. A huge win.
I'm looking at the Clan team this year. How does it compare with last season's team from what you've seen already?
Well, I really like watching Alex Levitt play. And I mean, he had a goal in the empty net, but I think he had two or three assists tonight as well. He does a lot of things very well. He's put up numbers wherever he's gone. Not a big guy, but you bring him in, and having Stefan Meyer back is huge. He's had some big goals in this tournament as well. He took a lot of abuse tonight, a couple of high sticks and a cross check, and kept on ticking. I think compared to last year, maybe a little bit more mobile, a little bit quicker up front, but look, last year was a great team, and maybe the guys that are back, the Matt Keats and the Stefan Meyers, learned a few things from down the stretch last year as they chased the Elite League title. It's a very good team. I really, really like the addition of Rick Jackman. Why wouldn't you? The guy's got a Stanley Cup ring. Look, it's a little bit better a team. Last year's team was magnificent, so that's, you know, it's going to be tough for other EIHL teams against the Clan.
So for Premier Sports viewers, when are you going to be back here? When are you going to be featuring the Clan again?
I think we open up next week in Manchester, which is a great story in its own right. Manchester versus a new-look Dundee Stars team, which they've looked pretty good so far. I think we're back here after Christmas. I'd have to check that for sure. I'm still buzzing from this game. I think we're back here after Christmas, if not before. But, you know, check premiersports.tv, and you can follow me on Twitter. I think it's at Murph on Ice, and we'll keep you informed. But we'll be back here as soon as possible, and I hope people enjoyed the live coverage today, because when you get a win like that against a team like Ingolstadt, it's like last year when the Panthers beat the Hamburg Freezers. It's a special night for not just the club, but the fans all around the Elite League. So I hope people enjoyed that one.
You shared the commentary box with Jerry McLaughlin tonight. Any diva-like demands? We know Jerry can blow things out of proportion sometimes.
No, you know what? I knew Jerry and I know each other quite well. I knew he'd be very good. He was over in Ingolstadt with the club, so I knew he'd have some behind-the-scenes knowledge. I really enjoyed it. He's got a big personality. He's knowledgeable about the game, passionate about the club, so I knew that would be a good fit. He did want a shoulder rub, and he wanted me to get him a special sparkling water. I said no to both, so you'd have to take that up.
You're quite right. Aaron Murphy, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Craig. Always a pleasure.
Clan coach Ryan Finnerty, well, it's all quiet now, but my goodness, what a night tonight. 6-4 result over Ingolstadt. How pleasing is that from you?
Yeah, it's good, obviously. Anytime you win is nice, and you know, that I feel like we have deserved that. We've been getting better every game in this competition. That we played great last Saturday, you know, and pushed Vekwa to a tough game. But it feels good to finally get a win for the boys. They've been working hard, and I think we deserve it. And we deserve, you know, all the credit. All the boys deserve all the credit they're going to get, and we got to take that momentum into Friday.
Well, Half, what can you take into the regular season from this experience, the big games, the big stage? It's going to be a letdown almost going back to regular season, won't it?
I think the biggest thing is to implement that same game plan and play with that that tempo in our own domestic league and make teams play that to that pace, as opposed to maybe dropping it down and making a game out of every game, you know, and establishing that momentum. That's good. It's not always easy, you know. It's not always easy to do. So we got to focus on that. And this week in training here, we'll get a little bit of rest, you know, with the day off tomorrow, and we're going to focus and turning that, you know, our attention to that and making sure that we come out with the same, you know, the same hunger and the same desire to win.
Ingolstadt came here on a high. They beat Vecchio during the week. They confirmed their own qualification from this group. Was that a worry that they come here riding on such a tidal wave?
Obviously, yeah, it's a big win for them. You know, anytime you beat a Swedish Elite League team, it's pretty impressive. So, and they still had a chance to claim first spot. You know, and that's why they pulled the goalie there, and you know, they needed a 3-point spread. And you know, I thought we controlled a large portion of that game. To be down, I thought it was pretty unfortunate to be chasing the game late, but that's what good teams do. They can hang around and put you under pressure, and they capitalize on a couple breakdowns for us. But we stayed the course, got a big power play goal, and you know, we're able to press there in the last few minutes.
The quality of the goals tonight was something to admire as well. From a coaching point of view, how pleased were you with those?
Anytime you can, you know, you're scoring goals is good. You know, especially early, get guys that haven't maybe been on the score sheet and been squeezing the sticks, and anytime they can break that bubble, it's always good here. So, you know, a guy like Chris Bruton, you don't expect too many shorthanded goals, and too many shorthanded goals that look like that's even more impressive. So, you know, that's a fourth line guy that we believed in to be a top line, one of our top guys this year. When I recruited him, I wanted to get him out of that role. I was fortunate enough to watch him in junior, where he was a captain of the Memorial Cup team, and was able to do some pretty good research on him through guys that I trust. So I knew what I was getting with him, and you know, my talks with him was that, you know, he's going to come here and be a player and not be maybe what he's going to get a lot more ice than he's seen in the past. But he's a character guy. He plays a 200-foot game, and you know, he blocks shots, and he's big on the PK, and he's good on the power play. So we're fortunate enough to have him, and I think tonight people saw what kind of skill he can bring.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you.
I'm now with the Clan forward, Ben Davis. Ben, you've been a part of the Clan now for just over a year. You've been you played in British ice hockey for a few years. What does this win mean in a British context?
Yeah, well, obviously, I got to know the supporters and the passion and stuff in Brayhead last season. And obviously, it was a big thing for us to be in Europe, first of all. And to get a win under our belt, obviously, is great news. And obviously shows the league itself is coming on trumps, and hopefully people in Europe see that. And we'll see.
What was that like to play in tonight? I mean, for watching it, I mean, you could really feel it in the stands. But on the ice, what was it like, you know, just feeling the atmosphere out there?
Yeah, obviously, it sucked a little bit in terms of the game, kind of. the groups being done. Obviously, Ingolstadt won in Vrak, or in Ingolstadt on Thursday. Mm-hmm. It would have been unbelievable if we had the chance to go through then. And but yeah, like the atmosphere was great. I loved it. On playing European hockey, like, is a nice step up, and I it's a great experience for us all.
Well, I was just going to ask you, what can you take from the experience taking it into the regular season now? Five Flyers next week at Edinburgh Capitals. You know, you must have learned a lot in these last four games.
Yeah. Well, definitely the tempo. Hopefully, we keep this up. The tempo of games and just our alertness in every situation has to keep up. And I feel we're doing well right now. Like we're in the right areas. We're scoring some goals against these big teams. So, yeah, like I say, we got a big weekend next weekend against Fife and then Edinburgh. I saw 5-1 tonight. So yeah, we have to keep going.
And of course, you know, after the performances you and the guys have put in the CHL, were you due a victory tonight, do you think?
Yeah, like I say, it's always nice to get a victory. I think we've battled hard every game. The first game in Sweden was a very tough one. The other ones, I think we've really put a good. We've made ourselves look okay. So yeah, we've done all right, and obviously it's huge to get a nice little win under us.
And a day off tomorrow as well.
Yeah. We got 2 days off now, so it should be nice.
Chance to watch your beloved Wales qualify for the European Championships, the football.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It's going to be huge. I was watching a game on TV on Thursday.
Zach Sullivan's making faces behind you as we record that.
He's just jealous because he knows Wales are above him in the rankings. And apparently, if we win, we go second in the world. So that'll be unreal. Let's win first and get to France. But yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, as a Scotsman, I can't share your excitement. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
I'm with Clans Marcus Goetz now. Marcus, you got a goal tonight. Congratulations, first of all. But a great win out there tonight.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was a great win and great atmosphere. And the home crowd is awesome. We can get on my winner in the Champions League.
What was the mood like in the dressing room coming into this game? I got the feeling that, you know, the win was coming. You played so well in the previous games. You just needed that win to really, really kind of take it on.
Yeah, I think from the game in Ingolstadt, we played really, really good. We just, like, the penalty, like, they killed us pretty much. And, we had a good game here at home against Växjö as well. They got the win there, but I think we played pretty good. And, like, we knew when we came here, like, we have all the chances to win. Like, I think we might be the favorite. That's why I kind of think, because with the crowd behind us, like, probably nothing can really, like, go ahead of us. Right?
And Ingolstadt came here beating Växjö during the week as well. I mean, they would have come here in a great mood and great confidence as well. Was that a factor?
I don't know, because I think they wanted to have the win, right? Because if they won, they would have been first in the group, right? So I think they wanted to come here and, like, they wanted to win, and yeah. So I think they were kind of surprised how we played here, so that was good.
Tell us what it's like to get a goal in front of that crowd out there. You got that empty netter right at the end.
Oh, I just shot it from back end there, and, like, yeah, it was unbelievable. Like, I can see it, like, from the way, like, it's going in, and, like, the crowd was unbelievable. Yeah.
And the guys obviously gelling together. You got that win against Nottingham last week. You've took it into here tonight. How have you settled into Scotland so far?
So far it's so good. Like, everybody says, like, the weather is so bad, but so far I have a great weather. Probably gonna jinx it now when, like, we're gonna have bad weather. No, but everything is good so far. Like, the fans, the people around there is, like, really nice, really kind. Like, the people in my building is really nice to help me out there if I have any questions and stuff. So far so good, and, like, I really enjoyed it. Me and my girlfriend really enjoyed it.
Perfect. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you.
And that's the view from a jubilant Braehead Arena tonight, on a night where they won by 6-4 against Ingolstadt to end the CHL campaign in the best possible way. A great victory for the Clan indeed. Well, that's the end of the European adventure. Lots to reflect on from that. We're now looking ahead to the regular season. Braehead Clan travel to Fife Flyers next Saturday. That's the 12th of September. And then on to Edinburgh on the 13th of September. The Clan won't be back at home until the 9th of October, Friday the 9th of October, when the Clan take on Fife Flyers in their first regular season game here at the arena. Face-off is at 7:30, and tickets are available for that game now. You can get them via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can get them directly from the Braehead Arena box office. That's Braehead Clan against Fife Flyers on Friday the 9th of October. That's the next time Braehead Clan are here in Glasgow in regular season action. That's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. My name's Craig Anderson. Thank you very much for listening. Bye for now.